podcast. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And if you would, if this is your first time tuning in, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe.
Yes.
Prodigy somewhere up here.
Here, down, up and down here, because we got the thing right here. We'll throw it in there, whatever.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest.
We do.
His name is Marcus D. Wiley. Can you please share your social, sir?
I have a website, marcusdwiley.com. And you will find all I still pay for a domain. So y'all gave out all that free stuff. Let me give something that I pay for. marcusdwiley.com. And then you'll get all my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, or whatever it's called. All that's on there.
Nice.
Good. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
He did a big flex. Like, look, y'all, look. I got a domain, okay?
We got websites. That's how it is.
That's how it's done.
And I'm sure, do you have somebody running your website?
I do.
Nice. Yeah, because it's a lot of stuff to post.
When we grow up.
Yeah, we're working on it. Yeah. We're working on it, sir.
When you grow up, because websites were out before social media.
Yeah, but they, yeah. I mean, I got a website. It's JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out, everybody. Check it out, everybody. Yeah. I mean, I got a page for him on there. He's on there. You know, the Midnight Paco stuff's on that piece.
You know? I'm going to get what? Hey, Marcus D. Wiley, man. Hey, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And I see, you know, like, every time you come, you've been to Cleveland quite often.
I've been to Cleveland a few times. Most times I go to this church there.
The Word. Shout out to R.A. Bernie.
Yeah, go to his church. I've been there a lot. I've done the improv a couple of times with my guy Lee, and I think I've done improv one time with Bill Bellamy. And then then I'm coming soon. Coming to as a headliner this time and not as a feature.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm pretty familiar with Cleveland.
Yeah, and not to give this dude no shine, but some people be like, "Oh, Cleveland, I ain't coming back." But well, you know what I'm saying? And you know the reason why I can say it is because you know I'm a Cleveland. I mean, I'm newer. Right. I'm not an established touring comic. It's been on TV, and I'm not going to cry about no city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you come here, and you're welcomed here, and you're embraced here.
Yeah. Right. His comedy is probably different, too.
It don't.
I mean, I know his comedy. I know what you're talking about. They're different.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter. So how long have you been doing this comedy thing?
My first show was September the 20th, 2002.
Nice.
Down to the date.
Yeah. Yeah, it's first show. Well, that was an open mic or your show?
First show. I've never done an open mic one day in my life.
Oh, you look at you. See?
Big flex.
Yes.
So, big flex.
Hold on. That's not a flex because everybody's path is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I never done an open mic. You know, because the way comedy was presented to me, I got an opportunity just by somebody seeing me hosting something at a church.
Okay.
They owned a coffee shop and thought I was a comedian by what they saw at the church.
Okay.
And asked me to do my comedy at their coffee shop, which happened to be September the 20th, 2000.
Nice.
I got paid $500 the first time I ever did comedy.
Score.
Yeah. Nice.
Now watch this. Now that's a flex But
it is. But, it is.
But yeah, and so I just did her shop once a month for a year, and then it kind of, took off.
Wow. Nice. So how old were you?
I started at 28. Matter of fact,
okay.
Turned 29 8 days after my first show. So I started, what people would consider late.
Oh yeah, well
we're ancient.
Yeah, we started in our 40s. Like I was 43. Yeah,
45.
Yeah,
but really, I think the older the better, because now you have more to talk about.
Right, facts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's more life for sure. Yeah. 100%. I say that, but at the same time, it takes that time to grow, and that's when I always hear 10 years, and I'm like, ugh. I got time for 10 years. I'm old as fuck already. What are we doing here?
So you're like a third generation PK.
Like, yes, sir.
So, like, was it expected you to be one? But you are, but you don't consider yourself, but you are.
No, I'm not. And
you're preaching. You're doing it.
I'm not preaching. What makes you think I'm preaching?
Okay, so the message that you give.
So anybody gives a message is a preacher.
Well, what's the definition of preaching?
You tell me.
So you given the tools that's necessary, and you reference the Bible, and then you say, and then you reference how you apply it to your comedy, and everybody's agreeing with you.
I don't know if everybody agreeing with me. You got to go into these comments. Everybody's not agreeing.
well,
there's haters. There's haters everywhere.
What you're doing is, I feel like it is sort of like, because you uplifting, you speaking the facts, and you relate what you're saying to the Bible verses.
So what it is. Watch this. I'm openly Christian.
Okay.
I'm openly Christian. So what that means is you don't have to guess what I am, because I'ma tell you what I am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really try to give a message. Mm-hmm. That's not when I'm writing my material. I'm not like, okay, I need a message right here. But I think it just my comedy for me has to make sense for me, not for me now.
Yep.
So I construct a set or a special the way I would write a paper. I need a intro, then I need a body, then I need a conclusion. And so also because I'm of age, I just feel like, when I'm talking, I think the messages just kind of come, because it's a message, because I want you to get something out the joke. Like, now don't get me wrong, I love comedy that don't have no message. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not my thing. You know what I'm
exactly.
Saying? Yeah, like, right. This ain't no, it's no shot taking or anything. Like,
no.
I say, when I'm writing it, I'm not thinking message, but it just, in order for it to make sense like a paper, I think it just kind of come that way.
Yeah.
And so, the gift of the curse.
You related to, like, a marriage as a surgery.
Oh, yeah. 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 I love the special. Yeah, I love the special.
That was dope.
Yeah. You did a great job. I watched it with my wife too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it needs surgery. So it was interesting to see how you talked about in the beginning about, needing 5 years to get going and get started and everything. And how even, they agree, it just started to fall. It's kind of relatable. Even older. There's other things in life that can happen and everything like that, but trying to navigate, both things and trying to start a career, it's difficult. You know, and it's to and that can be used for a lot of comedians. Like, yeah. I know maybe you didn't mean it for that because you just talk about married people, you know, marriage, but
he said it's for us too.
Yeah, it's I mean, it could be for, yeah, it's definitely could be used as a blueprint for, like,
I was listening,
you know, trying to handle relationships and that. If, like you said, if you're that type of person that wants to be married.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that don't, you know, I mean, it don't matter, but
yeah. Well,
it's not for everybody.
And that's what, and but that's why I started out the special. I was saying that marriage is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so what I was trying to do was put my marriage in art form, trying to share with you, this is what happened for me, you know, for me and my wife.
Yeah.
And here are some things that I've learned. I don't have answers.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage. I don't have the blueprint. I'm just saying this is what I've learned, and you know. And so, like you were saying earlier, I based it off the surgery off of the Bible because I'm openly Christian. And so,
you fighting. I hear you, but go ahead, man. You fighting.
So the first marriage that I'm aware of in the Bible, the coming together of a man and a woman, God put him to sleep. Took a woman out his rib. That's surgery, you know. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah,
that's how it just come about, you know, like that.
Right.
Some females make you say, "Give me my rib back." Give me my rib.
Right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, for people that don't know, PK is a preacher's kid. I know I saw you look at me like, what is the PK? It's a preacher's kid.
Well, I figured it out once he started talking. I'm like, okay. I got what he said. I know context clues.
And I also wanted to say, because I didn't want to mess it up, so people can look it up, and it's a great special. Can you please tell people what the name of that special that we're referring to is?
Oh, the special is called Marriage is Major Surgery. Was executive produced by Ali Sadiq.
Shout out to Ali Sadiq.
Shout out.
Got it on YouTube. I think we're about at 3.7 million right now. From February, released it February 12th. And I'm also getting ready to film my next special, part two of Marriage Major Surgery. It's called Rehab, because after surgery, you gotta go to rehab. Get ready to film that in September. Yep.
Okay. Nice. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, is this gonna be your third special?
Or so we officially calling it, this will be my fourth special.
Okay.
So my first special was called Bathtubs and Bibles. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Second one was called Grown, Gray, Forgiven. It's on YouTube. Then the third one is Marriage Major Surgery. And then the fourth one, Rehab.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So you started at 28. Now, were you even thinking of it prior to that? Or it was just that opportunity and you took it and went with it?
It was an opportunity. I took it and went with it. I wasn't even thinking about comedy.
Wow. Comedy
wasn't even on my radar.
Wow. That's crazy. And how long you been doing it? Well, over 20 years now, then.
Yeah, I'm 52 now. So what? However that is, 38.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, but you have a great speaking voice, man. So was you doing something on that realm? I mean, I know you was when you were hosting at a church, right? When you got discovered.
Y'all was a little funny guy at the church. So they would always get the funny person at the church to host all the church stuff. For free.
Okay.
And we'll then, be for sure. For free. And then
before that, were you like, because it seemed like, okay, public speaking is very tough for most people. So were you doing any acting, or were you in plays?
Okay. So I've done that. Acting. I've been hosting all my life. In college, I hosted all the step shows, all the concerts.
Mm.
All right.
Host everything in college, you know, and growing up in church, excuse me, I would speak a lot, you know, speak at church and teach. Then I'm a professor. Okay. I was a professor at Texas Southern University. So on the radio, Yolanda Adams Morning Show. So
I can hear that.
Yeah.
So it was you know, the being up in front of people was never a shock. You know, it's right. just now, you know, doing the material. You know, that's right. what I had to, I didn't have to overcome a fear of the people. I had to learn how to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the thing. Yeah.
So you're actually a professional host. I mean, he started out hosting everything. That's a great skill to have.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in this game as a comedian, because I mean, that's one of the things that people like, I'm not a fan of hosting. I'm getting warmer to the idea of it, you know, because yeah. I like to just show up, do my set, you know. Yeah, but hosting is a completely different thing, and that takes a lot of personality. So, do you do crowd work? When I seen you, you didn't do much. You just did your straight material, and you did great job.
Yeah. So, I don't, you know, if I'm featuring, you know, I don't really do the crowd. You know, I feel like I just have so much material that I want to talk about. I don't really have time to,
right,
you know, play the crowd and all that type of stuff. But, and you know, they try to get somebody always yelling out something. And you just kind of like ignore it and keep on going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm featuring, I'm normally about 25, 30 minutes. I don't have a lot of time.
Right.
To
park the car and come play with you and then come back and all this. And, you know, then I don't think the shows that I'm on, that the overall audience is there for that.
You know, right.
They're there for the material. Now, it's guys today who do crowd work and people come for that. But the show I'm on, it's comics who got material, who's doing material, you know?
Yes, right. yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask this question, and it may be a silly question, but have you ever did bar shows before?
Shows that were done in a bar? Is that what
yes.
Yeah. When I first started, I mean, okay. Man, I did shows at a bar, strip club. I did shows all over.
Okay.
Know? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he just got.
I don't recommend it, but I did it.
I mean, you know, those are the mics that we do. Not only. I mean, we did, you know, other things, but. We've done those shows.
Never a strip club.
No, not yet.
No. I mean, not yet.
You did what?
A funeral.
A funeral? Wow.
Wow.
Nah,
I mean,
if y'all think a bar show is different.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, you have a cheat code, though, because you're in the church, so I'm sure you could find some words and.
No, but let me tell you something about church folks. Ain't nothing funny right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you ain't lying. You're in line.
It's nothing funny. What right. are you yeah. here doing, sir? You
know. I'm sorry, people. My job. I didn't ask to be. They wanted me here to cheer you up because of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The lady who died, her family said she would listen to me every day. Doing her chemo and all this.
Wow.
She lived another 2 years.
That's facts.
And then she finally passed. And they thought they wanted me to be there because she loved listening to me on the radio.
Right. Nice. I mean, that was cool. Yeah, that's good. Hey, well then, hey, she would have loved it.
Yeah,
so whatever.
It's about them, it's about her.
She was right there.
Yep. Yep. Yep, sure she was cracking up, enjoying every bit of it.
Hey, like I tell everybody, I be killing them.
boom, boom. I don't got the drum sound on.
So who coming up? Who are some of your influences? Like, who are some of the people that you watched and said, you know, I can do this?
So when I started, I looked at probably 5 comedians to glean from. And I gleaned different things from them. The first one was, because this who was hot when I started. So here's a list of who was hot to me when I started. The first guy was Steve Harvey, right?
Shout out to Steve Harvey.
Yeah. This is what I got from Steve Harvey. It was confidence. It's not even about comedy.
Right.
It was confidence. Yeah. When he was on stage, when I would watch him, he just, like, if you didn't laugh, it was almost like, man, that's your fault. Like, like, I know what I wrote for that. You know?
Right.
He had the confidence and as well as the appearance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about now. This is at that time, I'm saying. He had the appearance. And even though I don't even wear suits anymore, but at that time, the comic with the suit on was
professional. Yeah.
Look, and so mm-hmm. I took that from Steve, from mm-hmm. Martin, my second one, Martin Lawrence. Mm-hmm. He always looked like he was having fun on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He looked like a job. He just looked like he just talking, just having fun. Right.
And yeah. So
I wanted the confidence of Steve, but I wanted also to look like I'm having a good time on stage.
Right.
As well. My third one was Jamie Foxx. When I was seeing Jamie Foxx back then, and he just looked funny. Meaning he didn't even when he just walk out, it's like I was already already laughing. And so I wanted the confidence of the Steve. I wanted, you know, to look like I was having fun like Martin. And then I wanted to have a look of when people see me, they already laugh, like they already smiling.
Right.
When I walk out. Mm-hmm. The fourth one I believe I'm on is Chris Rock.
Mm.
Chris Rock, he was the comic and still one of my favorites, like my top three comics.
Right.
Because he always had, watch this, a message. And what he was saying.
You
know, and it's not a message, quote unquote, biblically. He just might say, something like on one of his comic things about you got people who are rich, then you got people who are wealthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he would give you the comedy. He like Shaq is rich. But the one who writes Shaq checks
is wealthy.
Yeah. So he was enlightened, you know, he was very, you know, enlightening, you know, he was just kind of, and I was like, so I'm laughing, but I'm also, thinking,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of like my thing, you know, and then the fifth one at that time, was Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the reason why was because Ricky Smiley at that time was doing a whole lot of church material.
Mm.
And I knew I was going to be doing some church material.
Yeah.
And he let me know that church material will work anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are the five guys that I gleaned, you know, that I feel like I got something from to, you know, make Marcus D. Wiley.
Nice. Hey, that's not wrong with you.
Yeah, that's a great group.
Yeah.
Well, you did well. I'll tell you that. Stage presence is good.
Yeah.
You know, you look comfortable. Like, so it's not, you know, you look everything. You don't run around. You know what I mean? Not like Mark. You ain't pacey. So you found your way. You're good.
Yes, sir.
How do you deal with, I don't know where you're from, but you know, you could say that, you know, people like, you know, a lot of us, we from the hood, and how do you deal with like people wanting that sees you, mm-hmm. recognize you, happy to see you, want to take pictures with you and things like that? That's something that we all need to work on as getting into this entertainment business. How did you deal with that?
So, for the record, I've been popular.
Okay.
Watch this. I've been popular. Like, when you're a preacher's kid, you kind of like a celebrity.
Right? Yeah. Right.
Especially at the church.
Right. And
then at my school, all the schools I've ever attended, I was like very popular. Okay. It's just more people now. It's nothing that I'm not used to. As it relates to being the life of the party, you know, all eyes on me type of thing. I'm used to that. And but now it's definitely more. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's
right.
Way more. But I'm still used to that, you know.
Right.
I'm in the airport and people looking and they, you know, hey, what's up? How y'all doing? Good, good. And I'm very comfortable saying, hey, I ain't talking. I don't feel like it right now. I got a headache.
Good.
I mean, like I'm comfortable doing it. I'm comfortable both things. Like, you know, and no disrespect to them or not even trying to be mean. I'm just saying.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm in bondage where I can't tell people, hey, y'all, appreciate you. With my family, though, we hanging out today.
That's it.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm facts. In the bathroom. I got my junk in my hand. I'm sure that happens all the time, man. And people, sometimes people would just be so excited to see you. They sure. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't mean no harm. You know,
they don't mean any harm. I mean,
until they do.
Yeah,
until they do.
You have you just took a bite of your food. You with your family. They're like, can I get this picture? You looking up with a mouthful of food. It happens. Yeah, man. But yeah, I was just wondering, like, was it, how did you adjust to that? Or was it any adjustment at all with that?
No, sounds like he's been even doing it. Yeah. So, and if you're hosting, you know, step parties and stuff, yeah, you're the life of the party. Yeah, so absolutely. You got no problems.
Who did you pledge?
Did I pledge? No, I didn't pledge anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't pledge anything. That's okay. Why they wanted me to host. I was
neutral.
I'm neutral.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they didn't get mad when you're hosting the other parties?
Nah, man. I mean,
nice.
And that's the reason why I never pledged, because I couldn't pick which one I would want to be.
Right. I'm cool with everybody. Yeah. Right. I got you. Right. I got you. What did I want to say? Oh yeah. So as you started navigating through everything, what were your steps? Like you were hosting. You had your show, and then like, where did you start to like meet people and start making moves and getting opportunities, I guess you could say.
Yeah. So at the coffee shop that I started off at, because the owners of the coffee shop wanted no cussing, no vulgarity. So that's how I really, people think I'm talking because that was my choice. No, it was the choice of the coffee shop.
Right.
So, which was a great choice though. And so they would book all the shows, and churches started booking the nights. Like the whole single ministry just gonna take up all the chairs.
Or
the whole marriage ministry gonna take up all the chairs, or the whole women's ministry, you know, so forth and so on. And so we went from one show to three shows at the coffee shop, because the coffee shop, we was probably getting about 85 to maybe 100 people in this little coffee shop. You know, we were squeezing them in.
Wow. Okay, nice.
So we're getting like three shows now. And then what happened is pastors would come and be like, hey, man, I like this, but it's too little. Like, can you do it at my church? And I'd be like, yeah. And so I go do it at the church. And then they friends, other pastors, hey, man, can you come do it at my church?
Wow.
So now word of mouth, this back when word of mouth was the thing.
Yeah, right.
And then, man, I started traveling. Like before probably anybody ever knew me, I was, as a comedian, I was a working comedian. Like I was working.
Doing the revivals.
Wow, yeah.
I'm working. And so... And that's kind of like how it happened. And then,
okay.
And then while doing that also, you know, I clicked up with the comedians in Houston, which was Ali.
Okay.
Bates, Terry, the Gross Man, Dave Lawson. And so these guys, I would work these churches, but then I'd be working the clubs.
Right.
With them.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm working.
So I always like to ask, like, you know, like, when we started and you was working the clubs, like that's like a class a little bit. Who was in the class when you started, when you was doing a club circuit? Like who pretty much started with you?
Who started with me? Ali started about 4 years before me, so.
Okay.
Keir Space, he's known as Junior on the Steve Austin show. We started around the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, we started around the same time. But yeah, that's it. I don't really have like comedy friends. I mean, besides these guys, like I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy because, like, you know, we talk about it all the time because there is a traditional path in this, you know, in comedy. And you know, you think you want to start that way, but then you realize some doors don't open as quickly or this and that. And so you got to create your own. Right. You know what I mean? And it's just like, sounds like you were just thrown in and just kept riding that wave. And since with your personality, it just kept growing. So that's just that. It's a unique way, a new path. But it's awesome because you're able to just, you know, continue doing it. But it takes work. It ain't like you just, you know.
Right, for sure.
Yeah. So congratulations on that, because that takes a lot to put shows on and, you know, promote them and do all that. It's a lot of work, you know, and get people in there.
It was a lane that was not heavily traveled either, you know, like a. You know, that lane you were in, I can't say that. I mean, yeah, there's other, you know, clean comics that does churches, but it's not a very popular vein for that people try to break into the comedy with.
Yeah, not at all. That's no one's first choice.
I often compare comedy to hip hop. I just do, because I'm hip hop. And, you know, and I've heard that, you know, it's a lot of rappers in Houston or in Texas, period, they don't even have to leave that state, and they're doing well.
Most definitely. Because
it's so big.
Most definitely.
Is it the same for comedy? Like, you could be popping and just be, don't even leave the state of Texas?
I'm going to say yes. That's not my story.
Right.
But others, yes. You know, you write about the H-Town hip-hop cats.
Yeah.
They like royalty here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they royalty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can sell, they've been selling out the trunk since back in the day. And now, whatever, when we have 713 day and all this here, oh, that's the area code, all of those type of stuff. And man, listen, the city gonna show up for all of the Houston rappers.
Yeah.
We have a great cast of comedians here. And they show up, the city show up when we do our shows. Like, we do a show every Thanksgiving called the Jive Turkeys.
Right? Okay. Great name.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we're filming it. It's gonna be a special this year. This is our 20th year doing it.
Okay. Wow. Congratulations. Yeah, that's dope.
And so, the city show up big. You know, if I do something here, Ali do something, other comics, they show up. But I think for comedy, though, because there are comedy clubs around the country, we venture out.
Right.
More than hip hop, the Houston hip hop artists, even though they venturing out. But we venture out, you know, because it's a comedy club everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's why we are spreading a little bit more. Yeah.
Have you ventured down to the mothership? Where is it, in Austin?
Austin. Yeah, it's Austin.
Yeah.
I done performed there about three times.
Three times?
Yeah. It's all right.
That's probably a different crowd, you know.
I mean,
the material.
Now.
Your material should hit everywhere.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. My material, like defense, it travels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, I'm not saying like, I'm just saying it's cool. You know, you got to remember, I'm not a comedy club guy. Like right now, this is my first time headlining comedy clubs.
Okay. Yeah, you've been doing venues.
I've been doing venues. And watch this. And even the churches I do, come on, man. They see right. 3,000 to 5,000 people. So
yeah,
talking to me about a club, how was that? I mean,
take Pastor Vernon's
it's
church.
Cute.
Take Pastor Vernon's church for example. Yeah. It's a huge church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like you seen Joel Osteen's church?
I think I've seen.
And I'm on that too.
You was on Joel Osteen?
Yeah, I've done Lakewood by three, four times.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, so
when you're doing comedy in front of 20,000 and then you're telling me the club, how was the club that seat 200? it was fantastic.
That's equivalent to like the Wolfstein Center.
Now that's a flex.
Yeah, because no, it's true, but you put it in that perspective.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
When you I don't know if you have to, but when you say mega church, these churches are huge. Not just the church up on the corner. We talk about.
Oh yeah, I know. I see it on TV.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
Because you know, I know Pastor Vernon said he want to see you every time you come here. Like,
whenever. He and the Word Church, they've been real kind to a brother.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had me there several times, and it's always a good time. It's when his wife have something, she'll invite me out when it's like a women's type ministry thing, retreat or
nice.
Whatever. Do that.
Nice.
Yeah, And the church hospitality is 10 right. times better.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah,
they're Christian. Some of these club owners don't care. You know, shit.
The church ain't trying to pay me with a sack of weed or unlimited drinks or some loose woman just, hey, you know, she take care of everybody. You know, and I'm not trying to knock that, but I can't pay my bills with none of that.
There you go.
Yeah, no, that's targeted more toward the young comics just starting out, you know.
Right. Yeah.
They can get their feet wet with that.
Yeah. So without getting like say you are on tour. Just walk us through keeping that home together do you FaceTime every night? You telling your kids good night? How does that work, man? How do you balance that?
Oh well, I won't say that it's easy, but we have a routine at this point. I mean, I've been a working comedian, you know, for a long time now.
Yeah.
So you know, first of all, you know, my wife, she is the general. She run everything as relates to. She makes sure everything here is together.
Okay. You
know, all she needs is some money, and that's
where you come in.
Yeah, that's why I come in. But you know, so like take my son. You know, he's getting ready to be a senior now. He plays ball.
All right,
most football.
Basketball.
Basketball. Okay.
Yeah, I catch his games during the week, but if he playing like on a Friday and sometime tournaments on Saturday, stuff like that. Then my wife will FaceTime me.
Okay.
And watch the game, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Or if I can log in, if they got it where I can log in and watch it, I watch it. And then, you know, but I mean, we just pretty much got the routine. Like I leave on Thursday or Friday, I come back Sundays.
So oh, okay.
I went off to war. You know, I went to go get some money. And coming back, you know.
Yeah. And that's great that you have somebody that's supportive of you, and you know.
Yeah, facts.
That understands the program.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. Yeah. Do you have anything that's coming up? Right. This will air Tuesday that you want to promote.
Okay. You know, outside of I'm on tour It's the tour is called When the Church Met the Club. And I am I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be in Cleveland in August.
August 8th, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. 8th, 9th. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, I'll be there. And the tour been going well. It's been going real good. And then like I say, I'm recording Rehab. The part two of Marriage Major Surgery. I'm doing that September 13th in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it, man.
That's dope. I mean it, you know, like, man, you gotta, because you know, the thing is, once you come out with a special, you gotta kill that material.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you gotta create new material.
And listen, killing that material show hurt too, because that material, let me tell you. Before it became a special, it mm-hmm. was killing. You know, it's killing around the country, you know. Quiet is kept, you know.
Right.
Once you put it out there, it's like RIP.
Yeah.
Now, how long were you working on that material for?
So I wrote that material in the pandemic.
Okay.
I wrote it in the pandemic. So around maybe 21. Around 2021, 2022. And then I did 50 dates on it at churches.
Mm.
I worked the material. So I put a tour together. And my tours, when I do a tour at the church, I just call all the churches that I've been going to all these years.
That's so beautiful.
I got a new show.
Yeah.
Putting it on That's tour, they like, we want it. We gonna buy it. We want it. And so
nice.
50 dates of it, and I went did it. And then that's when Ali was like, yo, let me produce it, man. Let's make it a special. And so
nice.
We did it. Now this one is gonna be a little tricky because I ain't working this one.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the material. I got the material,
mm-hmm.
but I ain't worked it.
Oh,
so I'm gonna get it work. I'm gonna pick comment by three churches, and in the month of August, I'm gonna, you know, work it at these churches by three.
So why rush?
Three shots at it, I'll be all right.
Why rush it? Yeah, are you piggybacking off of the special now?
No doubt. It's
you know, okay. I got moment, you. Okay. Now. I got you.
And I don't want to say it's rushed because I got the material. It's just
okay. Yeah, but you ain't worked it on stage, so it's me stage. Like, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, now this is when you know, this is a flex, but this is but this is when you are the material.
Facts.
You don't need a whole lot of. You don't need a whole lot of whatever because, you know, being a storytelling comedian for the most part and all this, I'm the material.
Right.
It's kind of like, have you ever seen somebody give a speech and it's about their mom or something? Yeah. And they reading it like they don't know their mama. Like,
yeah, my mom,
she used to work at Exxon. You be like, you should know this. Like, you don't have
right.
to know this.
Right.
And so I just need to get on stage to get the beats down.
Yeah.
But the material, I know. You okay. know what I'm saying? So that's what makes it a little, you know, a little different for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I need to get more like that because that's how I feel like I should be on stage. But I feel like if I write it, I remember it better. But I should remember, like you said, because it's my life anyway. Most of the stuff I talk about, you know, my life, maybe embellished a little bit here and there, but
it's that's what the beats are. It's my life, but it's punched up with jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
I know my life, but I got to get on stage to see where the punches come from.
Yeah. Woo! Still, yeah. Get them, dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what? And I know you're gonna do well.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck to you on that stuff, man. And once again, I would like to thank you for being a part of this show. And
yeah, thank you.
You're a man of your word, but you've been with us.
Yeah, you've been with us. So I appreciate you. You know, I asked him if he'd be on. He said, yeah, hit me up.
He was a man of his word.
Man of his word. So
love that.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank y'all. Thanks for having me, man. Continued success.
Definitely. Oh, with that being said, Jay, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the_great_CORE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
And Mr. Marcus D. Wiley.
Your website, sir.
I have a website. MarcusDWiley.com. Nice. All my handles on my website. Go visit my site.
I'll put the link in the description, everybody. Don't worry about it.
Hey, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Peace out.
Hey. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.